أم يريدون كيدا فالذين كفروا هم المكيدون. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين, from سورة التور verse number 42, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphatically states with regards to the evil plotting of the kuffar, of the disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا. They want a kaid. Kaida. Kaf ya dal. A kaid similar to that of al-makr. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ. They, the kuffar, that's why one mustn't use that. You know, I planned to go to Saldana yesterday, but you know, yamkurun wa yamkurullah. And we don't use that for the believers. That is for the kuffar. Wa yamkurun meaning they, the kuffar, they plot. Wa yamkurullah, but we don't attribute plotting to Allah. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan that diffuses their plot. And that you can check up in all the tafasir. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They plot and Allah plans. And Allah's makr is basically the diffusing of their makr through His plan. جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners in diffusing and overturning the plots of the kafirin. أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدَا. Back to Surah At-Tur, verse number 42. أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا. Or the plotting of an evil plot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then emphatically states, فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ. As for those who disbelieve, they are the object of a plan. They have an evil plan. They are plotting. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees us here that no matter what they are plotting, that they and their plots are the object of Allah's plan. La mahala. They cannot get away from it. And we have, for example, in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدَ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ. They plotted their plots. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ. And with Allah are all of their plots. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what they are plotting and is even in control of what they are plotting. وَقَدَ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. This is Surah Ibrahim, verse number 46. And they had plotted their plot, but with Allah is all their plots, even if their plot had to be to do away with the mountains. In fact, some of the Mufassirin, they say that this is in An-Nafiya, the in of negation, meaning that their plan was not sufficient to do away with the mountains if it was not in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will to do so. So everything is subjected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمَ الْخِيَرَةِ. He creates whatever He wants and He chooses. They have no choice in the matter. The only thing we have, Jamaat al-Muslimin, is the choice of intention. What we choose to intend to do. But in as far as the bringing into being of the intention to choose to do something, nothing takes place in the heavens or on earth, in the macrocosm or in the microcosm, atomically or subatomically. except if it comes with a command min فوق السبع طباق, a command from above the seventh heaven, ما بين الكاف والنون كن فيكون, between the two letters of الكاف and النون, be and it is. إنما قولنا لشيء إذا أردناه أن نقول له كن فيكون. Our word to something, if we want it to happen, if we want to bring it into being, is to say to it, be and it is. So they can plot whatever they want to plot. They can plan whatever they want to plan. It's only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to do. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates with His power and His will, only that will be. And we must have yaqeen. Even in the darkest of hours that we find ourselves in right now, that nothing happens except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And you do not will anything unless Allah wills it. رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. العالم كل ما سوى الله. Literally, al-alam means everything besides Allah. So if Allah is Rabbul Alameen, it literally means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator and sustainer of everything and everyone in the heavens and on earth. We have to hold on to this. Otherwise we're going to drown. And imagine the condition of our brothers and sisters right now. In Rafah. With this evil plot that the war criminal Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet have now put together, threatening the imminent invasion of Rafah. 64 square kilometers. 64 square kilometers, where there are now 5 to 6 times the normal population of Rafah. 1.4 to 1.5 million people. And you know, just when you think that the situation cannot get any worse, or that the Zionists cannot become more savage or more barbaric in their treatment or in their massacre, or more correctly, in their genocide of the Palestinians, it just seemed to get worse. I don't need to describe those images that you've already seen. Another hospital, they blew up. In fact, they destroyed the orthopedic department of Al-Nasr Hospital yesterday. Killing a patient. In fact, more patients have died today because there's no oxygen, there's no electricity. They were told to leave the hospital, those that were seeking refuge in the hospital, and they were even shot at when they tried to escape. And what has become absolutely apparent now, I mean, we've known it all along, but for the world to see, those that have been supporting and defending the Zionist entity in committing genocide, they can openly see now that the Israeli occupation forces are purposefully targeting civilians. A 4-year-old boy was shot by a sniper in the middle of the road. And when his sister came to his aid, she was also shot and killed. أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا. But what is this Qaid, the bigger picture of the Qaid? We've spoken about this before. Because, as Gideon Levy calls it, the Zionist wet dream. That's what Gideon Levy, the Israeli journalist, he calls it the Zionist wet dream. And that is the total expulsion, the completion of the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians from the land of Palestine. That is what we are seeing unfolding in front of us. Forget everything else. This has been the language of the Zionists from the beginning. I quote to you Theodor Herzl, the father of Zionism, the one who started political Zionism in 1897 in Basel, in Switzerland. What did he say? We shall try to spirit the penniless population across the border. Such nice words, eh? To spirit. We shall try to spirit the penniless population across the border by procuring employment for it in the transit countries, while denying it employment in our own country. I mean, this man died in 1908. But this was the plan from the beginning. In actual fact, when they started building the kibbutzim in the 1880s, there was a rule that the kibbutzim could only employ Hebrew labor. In other words, only Jews, and in particular Zionist Jews, because the anti-Zionist Jews, like the Haredim, like the Hasidim, like the Miknagdim, they wanted nothing to do with the Zionists. So only Zionist Jews could work on the kibbutzim. And that's why it's always been their vision that to establish a Jewish state, a Zionist Jewish state, means the absence of everybody else. Ze'ev Jabotinsky said it in 1939, the Arabs must make way for the people of Eretz Israel. We must get the American Jews to pay 500 million in order to get Iraq and Saudi Arabia to absorb the Palestinians. If we could transfer the people of the Baltic states, we can transfer the Palestinians. That was when? In 1939. Ze'ev Jabotinsky, of which Benito Mussolini said, Jabotinsky is a good fascist. Jabotinsky is a good fascist. This is what this is, fascism. Just like the Nazis saw themselves as the Herrenvolk. The Herrenvolk, the master race. The Zionists consider themselves to be the master race over the Palestinians. And just like the Nazis saw the Jews as being Undermensa. Undermensa. Subhuman. So as we have heard, and not just from now, Menachem Begin in the 60s, he said that Palestinians are beasts walking on two legs. So it's not the first time that we've heard the Zionists referring to the Palestinians as animals, like we heard in the beginning of the month of October. Yoav Gallant and so many more referring to the Palestinians as animals. This is all part of the system of fascism, to dehumanize the other. What did Franz Stengel say, the commandant of Treblinka death camp, where it is said 900,000 Jews were gassed when they caught him in the 60s? He was hiding in Brazil, and they took him back and they tried him. He died after 6 months. But first they interviewed him. They asked him, why did you have to dehumanize the Jews? Why did you have to degrade them and humiliate them? What did he answer? It made it easier to kill them. It's exactly what the Zionists have done and are doing. And this has been their mindset from the beginning. What did David Ben-Gurion say? The Arabs must go and we must replace them. The Arabs must go. We just need an opportune moment, like a war. When did Ben-Gurion say that? 2023? 1948. He's lang kal stof al, like my mother-in-law would always say. Allah yarhamuha. What is heartbreaking is that this is happening under our noses. I was speaking to two of my Egyptian brothers this morning and I said, what are the Egyptians doing? And then I corrected myself, the Egyptian government. Because the Egyptians are pretty much, I won't say as occupied as the Palestinians, a different sort of occupation. A different sort of occupation. What is the Egyptian government doing? Why isn't their aid flowing freely through the Rafah border? There was an article published in the Washington Post. Why are the Egyptian government, why are they clearing a huge rectangular space just over the border in the Sinai Desert? For what? A new farming experiment? Where at the same time, the leader of the coup d'etat, the dictator General Sisi, is saying, no, we will never let the Zionists push the Palestinians into the Sinai Desert. These are questions I'm asking. At Karam Abu Salim crossing, Kerem Shalom in Hebrew, the settlers are sitting and camping in the roads, preventing the aid from entering. Same story at Nitzana. Nitzana, Karam Abu Salim. These are the only two other crossings beside the Rafah crossing. And this is all while our brothers and sisters, wallahi, they are eating weeds in Gaza City. They are collecting weeds. They are taking animal feed and they are grinding it into flour to bake bread. What has become of this ummah? Allahu Akbar. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَإِلَّا لَيَسَلِّطَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدْعُوا خِيَارُكُمْ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ. The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you must enjoin the good and forbid the evil, because if you don't, Allah will set the worst of you to rule over you. Where is Saudi Arabia? Where are the Emirates? With all their billions. No, they are busy with a land bridge so that the Israeli goods can flow freely from the Hormuz Strait. The ships might dock at the port of Dubai and then across Saudi Arabia, through Jordan and into Israel to keep the economy afloat. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل أم يريدون كيدا أم يريدون كيدا. Whatever Allah is allowing everybody to do, and we have spoken about this many a time, it is to reveal, it is to expose, it is to make manifest what is hiding in the heart. Hearts that are filled with nifaq, filled with hypocrisy, and some of them even kufr wal-iyadu billah. Allahumma thabbitna ya Rabb. Ya Allah, make us steadfast. Ya Allah, don't let us lose our iman in this time, ya Allah. Wa inna min waraikum ayyamu sabr. There are coming days of sabr. I don't think that we've understood this word before. We thought, you know, but sabr is, you know, waiting for the wife in the parking lot to get done with the shopping. Wallahi, we don't know what sabr is. There are coming days of patience and perseverance. As-sabr fihinna kal-qabdi ala al-jamr. Patience in those days will be like holding on to a hot coal. Well, I couldn't believe my eyes what I saw yesterday. How the Palestinians in Gaza were running helter-skelter, not knowing where to go. Being shot at by tanks, by naval destroyers, by F-16s and F-35s. By killer drones. In actual fact, there's now a new shipment from India of the Hermes 900 killer drone. to the Israeli occupation forces, to help them, to aid them. In what? In a genocide. وإن من ورائكم أيام الصبر الصبر فيهن كالقبض على الجمر. There are days of patience and perseverance coming. Patience and perseverance therein will be like holding onto a hot coal. I mean, do we even comprehend it? For those of us that have stood so many times by the fire, making braai for the family, that coal falls on your toe with your slufis, ya Allah. From the pain. What about holding onto a hot coal? لِلْعَامِلِ فِيهَا. This is the ruwayah of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. That the person, al-amilu here, is the one that has true faith and holds fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days. أَجْرُ مِثْلُ خَمْسِينَ will have the reward of 50. Who is the Prophet speaking to? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's speaking to the Sahaba. The one who stays in Iman and in Islam in these days, they will have the reward of 50. Sahaba wanted to know, minhum aw minna? 50 of them or 50 of us? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bal khamsina minkum. He said, indeed, 50 of you. The one that can be steadfast in this time and hold on to the indestructible rope of Allah, the Holy Quran, and the Sunnah of Nabiyuna al-Mustafa, salawatu Rabbi salamu alayhi, will have the reward of 50 companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine that? And that's why it's so important that whilst I can't think of anything else to speak about right now, because if I don't, then I'm going to be worried about my state of iman. And لَمْ يَهْتَمْ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. The one who's not concerned with the condition of the Muslims, he's not of them. But at the same time, we have to also be cognitive or conscious of the fact that we must be doing more. And then the person would answer, but what can I do? And here I speak to myself. You know what you can do, Riyadh? Ittaqillah. Ittaqillah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop playing with the deen. Ad-deen yusr. This religion is so easy. Says the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَنْ يُشَدَّ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبًا. Nobody becomes extreme in their religion except that it will overcome them. It's not sustainable. فَسَدِّدُوا. So do what's right. Stay away from haram. Do the compulsory actions. وَقَارِبُوا. And over and above that, try your best. وَأَبْشِرُوا. And take the glad tidings. To Allah you leave the rest. We are in Sha'ban now. We are getting ready for Ramadan. But that does not give us a license to say, okay, now we need to shift our focus. You know, Allah will sort out the people in Palestine. No! Us coming right, inshallah, here, us fearing Allah here, will bring down the rahmat, will bring down the mercy and the victory for our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in the West Bank and in the whole of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa and the liberation of Masjid Al-Aqsa, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin. Illa Allah. Illa Allah. Illa Allah. We fear none but Allah. And we have to start living that. And when we start living that and we make that decisive change within our lives, for ourselves, for our wives, for our children, as a community, and we start fearing Allah, haqqa khashya. A true fearing, a true sense of awe and mindfulness of Allah. Is Allah going to be pleased? Yes, bismillah, do it. Say it. Is Allah going to be displeased? Astaghfirullah for even thinking about it in the first place. When we realize that, then we're going to see how our condition as an ummah is going to change. What's happening now in Gaza and in the Holy Land, Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, is just to show us how far we are away from where we're supposed to be. Ummat al-Milyarain, a nation of 2 billion people, rendered mashlool. You know what is mashlool? Like when somebody has a stroke, they become partially paralyzed. Now we are ummatun mashloola. We are a paralyzed ummah. Ummatun milyarain, 2 billion people. Cannot rescue 2.2 million. Destroy an enemy of just a few million. We are mashloul because of a poisonous dagger that has been stuck into our hearts. And that poisonous dagger is the Zionist state. وقد مكروا مكرهم وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدَ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. And indeed, they plotted those who came before. It's not the first time the ummah has been plotted against. It's not the first time that we've been massacred, that the genocide has been committed against us. But alhamdulillah, there rose leaders from amongst us. The likes of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, who with his army defeated the crusaders, the 5 European crusader armies at the Battle of Hattin. And then with the Mongols, Baybars and Quturs, Dawlat al-Mamalik, that rose up and defeated the Mongols at the Battle of Ain Jalut. But it only happened when the Muslims repented and returned to Allah. And when they united around La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when they put being Muslim before anything else. نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام فكلما ابتغينا العزة بغيره أذلنا الله. We are a people, what it said in Umar say, at the gates of Jerusalem, we are a people that Allah has made great with Islam, and every time we have sought greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. So know that we are only being humiliated by the power and by the will of Allah. And as soon as we come back and we make Islam great, when I say make Islam great, put Islam first, put Allah first. Be mindful of Allah in everything we do, in everything we say, everywhere we go, each and every single day. That is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restore greatness to this ummah and grant us victory over our enemies. وَقَدَ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلٍ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ أُقْبَ الدَّارِ. And those before them had plotted, but to Allah belongs all the plots. He knows what every soul earns, and the disbelievers will know for whom is the final home. Uqbadar. What are we living for? Al-hayatu kalamh al-basar. Life is like the blink of an eyelid. We need to choose now where we want to be. هما محلاني ما للعبد غيرهما فانظر لنفسك أي الدار تختاره ما للعبد سوى الفردوس إن عمل وإن هفوة هفوة فالرب غفار. There are only 2 destinations in the hereafter, Jannah or Jahannam. It's like, you know, PE and Joburg, no Durban. I'm not saying you mustn't go to Durban, but 2 destinations in the hereafter. There is no 3rd destination for the servant of Allah. So decide now while you're still alive where you want to be in the hereafter. As for the servant of Allah who believes in Allah and work righteous deeds, there is no place in the hereafter except Jannatul Firdaus. And if they are still alive and they make a mistake, فالرب غفار. Allah is oft forgiving and most merciful. Allahumma tub alayna. Oh Allah, forgive us and guide us, Ya Allah. Cause us to return to You, Ya Allah. Cause us to put You first, Ya Allah. Cause us to make Islam great again, Ya Allah. And through that, Ya Allah, we ask You to grant us that greatness that You gave to the first generations of this Ummah and of this Deen, Ya Allah. And to grant us victory over our enemies, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa aani alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is a message from the committee of the masjid. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I trust you are all well, inshallah, on behalf of the committee and myself, referring to the chairman. I would like to take the special opportunity to say shukran to all of you for always assisting us in all our masjid projects in the past. Alhamdulillah. We are in the process of another project. This project is to provide a storage space for the masjid, as well as proper living quarters for the caretaker, inshallah. We are targeting to raise 450,000 rand for this project, and we'll welcome all donations, inshallah. We'd like to thank you in advance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all blessed, inshallah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then the Khatmul Quran program, Sunday, 18th of February, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Join us and witness our Mustini Huffaz reciting the last few ajaza, ending off their monthly khatam. Breakfast and lunch will be provided. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجئ قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أم يريدون كيدا فالذين كفروا هم المكيدون صدق الله العظيم وقال تعالى ولقد مكروا مكرهم وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال صدق الله العظيم في أخوة الأفاضل إن هذه الأيام العويصة أيام الصبر كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن من ورائكم أيام الصبر الصبر فيهن كالقبض على الجمر للعامل فيها مثل أجر 50 قالوا 50 منهم أو منا يا رسول الله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم 50 منكم فإخوة الأفاضل علينا أن نتمسك بحبل الله المتين في هذه الأيام وقلوبنا مع أطفالنا وشيوخنا وأمهاتنا وإخوتنا وأخواتنا في غزة وقد زلزلوا كما قال تعالى أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب فنسأل الله تعالى نصرك الذي وعدت يا رب نصرك الذي وعدت يا رب نصرك الذي وعدت يا رب أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيه الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفاء الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة اللهم أطعمهم، اللهم اسقهم، اللهم اجبر كسرهم، اللهم اشفي جرحاهم، اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا، اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك، اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية، اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد، إرم ذات العماد، الذي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد، وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد، وفرعون ذي الأوتاد، الذين طغوا في البلاد، فأكثروا فيها الفساد، فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب، إن ربك لبالمرصاد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 الله
الله أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سميعنا وأطاعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
This is a wake-up call for all of us. It's a madrasa. It's a madrasa.
I was last week in Victoria. I went to the North Minister. I'm glad she had spoken to me.
I just said that if you're gonna go the path of alliances, it's not gonna work. I'm waiting for him to come.
I've been planting the seed for years.
We've been playing party politics for too long. And we have got nothing out of it. That's why we're going to have to stand alone.
I have to stand up and greet the fastest bowler now. Maybe in the world, eh?
There's no fasting then.
Before
Coming from that gene, it's like I was born at ANC, I died at ANC. I would love to have seen somebody like Mani Pandey. Okay, people say no, but that's not strategic too. We need somebody like that in government, you know?
That's fine.
No, she's not gone.
No, she is.
Is she?